Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Praying Through, Overcoming the Obstacles That Keep Us from God, by Jarrett Stevens. Narrated by Al Kessel. Foreword. To be human is to pray, although almost everybody I know feels a little uncertain about it. Christians often feel guilty about praying too little. Atheists, a surprising number of whom pray, feel guilty about praying at all. But we're often unclear about how prayer works. One of the most famous passes in football is called a Hail Mary. When time is running out and the end zone is a long way away, the quarterback will heave the ball into the air and, since human competence is not enough to ensure success, heave a prayer along with the ball. We say things like, "You haven't got a prayer," meaning, "You haven't got a chance." And yet we pray when we're sick, when we're scared, when we're hopeful, when we're hopeless. There is something or someone out there that we can't stop calling on. Which is why Jarrett Stevens has written a guide for all kinds of prayer for all kinds of people. Jarrett reminds us that when the disciples asked Jesus to teach us to pray, it meant that prayer is a spiritual skill that can be learned and that we never stop learning. Thomas Merton wrote about what Jarrett reminds us. When it comes to prayer, we will never be anything less but beginners all our life. Part of what is so helpful about this book is how very concrete and practical it is. Prayer, in one sense, is not mysterious. It is simply taking the expressions that flow naturally and powerfully from the human condition and turning them Godward. We cheer and celebrate, which is very close to worship. We are crushed and remorseful, which is just a hair away from confession. We are desperate, and desperation lives right next door to intercession. It may be that you know more about prayer than you know. It may be that you pray more than you know. We begin the adventure of prayer with the master prayer of all time, as Jarrett unpacks the depth of the Lord's Prayer. But the beauty of prayer is that it's as simple as single words. Wow. Please. Help. Thanks. Yes. The early church fathers and mothers used to say that the Gospels are so wide that anyone can learn from them, yet so deep that no one can ever plumb them. So it is with prayer. It is the great laboratory of the Spirit. The most prodigal skeptic on earth can plunge in. The greatest saint on the planet has only skimmed the surface. For prayer is as deep as God. This book will also change the way you live and pray, because in it, Jarrett reminds us that our living is a form of praying. It is impossible to ask for forgiveness, for example, without living in the slipstream of forgiveness offered to others, what Dallas Willard used to call the unity of spiritual orientation. But what is especially wonderful about Jarrett's journey is the heart of prayer. Because in the depths of prayer, our confusion, our inadequacy, our hurt, our wonder, that we meet the depth of God. And here we find there a Father more filled with love than we could imagine. So whatever you're facing, you've picked up the right book. You have hope. You have a prayer. John Ortberg. Introduction. Dear God, prayer is not about changing God, but being willing to let God change us. Richard Rohr. I was almost 30 years old before I sent my first text message. It was on my Motorola flip phone, a marvel of modern technology that is now considered a relic. My friend Newman sent me my first text.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?